What would you call a horse before he's been broken to saddle?
Well, you just call that there a young horse. And if it's a mare, you'd call it a filly.
Uh-huh. How about these ponies that are white with a great big colored brown spots, brown or black?
Well, Appaloosie.
Oh.
Appaloosie. That's what they call an Appaloosie pony.
They're pretty expensive.
Yes, they used to be. Now they've got them now, Shetland ponies. But the one that I first told you about here is what they called an Appaloosie. And a Shetland pony, a lot of them is colored, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and small, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be a great deal now. A lot of fellas that raises a lot of these Shetland ponies, they break them out, you know, for these kids.
Yeah.
And it's they sell awful high.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. $300, $400?
Yeah, awful high.
Must be a lot of rich daddies.
Well, there's fellows say, for instance, a man pretty well fixed a young man with a boy that's crazy about a pony. He don't care for a little money to get what he wants if he's broke, you know, so the kid can handle him.
See? Yeah, that's right.
That's just where it comes in.
Did you have any special term for a small jackass?
Well, a small jack, we'd call him, no, nothing in particular. We just called him anything as a male, we called it a jack, and anything as a female, we called it a jenny.
Uh-huh. How about a herd of saddle horses? Any special word for those?
No, nothing, only they, mostly now, they raise what they call a quarter horse.
Uh-huh.
Not any saddle horse at all about it, you know, it's a quarter horse.
Uh-huh.
And they use them for to run cattle and one thing or another. They've got rodeos and mm-hmm. one thing or another like that.
I guess those are expensive too.
Yes, they are. Especially if one is well trained for roping or bull roping or anything of that kind, you know, he's awfully, awfully high priced.
Pay for the training.
That's right.
Did you ever fall off a horse?
Yes, I have. And I've been boogered up a little, not too much. So when I was a kid, yes, I fell off of them. I had one time, my brother and I were both on an old gentle horse, and I was a great big old fat boy and put near grown, and he started to take this, my brother off, one of the boys did, and act like he's going to drop him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed me and pulled me off on him and broke his leg right along.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir. That is quite a coincidence. Oh, it's a long time before he got to where he could walk.
Well, I bet it was.
And it's just all the fault of him acting like he's going to let him fall, you know, and he grabbed me and pulled me off on him.
Well, what do you nail a horseshoes to when you put them on a horse?
Nail them to the foot.
Uh-huh.
You know, a horse's foot. It's a very sensitive thing. You can drive a nail and let it come out on the side of his foot, fix it uh-huh. so it'll come out up that far, and it won't quick him.
Uh-huh.
Of course, and if you
used to quick, now does that mean make him lame?
You bet. If uh-huh. you used to drive that sort of, if you didn't fix your nail so it'd come out up there and go on into the main part of the foot, that's what you call quickening him.
Oh.
And he'd get so lame then he couldn't hardly walk, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, and it don't lame a bit in the world if you drive your nails like it ought to be, putting a shoe on a horse.
Uh-huh.
Not a particle.
Now, you mentioned you put that in his foot. Do you have any special term for that part that you drive the nail in?
The nail has got there's one side of it beveled a little, and a blacksmith or a man of shoe horses starts that in so this bevel, when you go to hitting it, it'll
uh-huh.
come out, you know, instead of, if you turn it the other way, it'll go into the quick instead of,
uh-huh.
that's the way they are.
Now, I was wondering, more particularly, the horny part around there, is there any special word for that as opposed to the
hoof?
Yes.
That's called a horse's hoof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ever play a game when you were a boy with those two metal stakes and you throw things, make ringers and leaners?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about horseshoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a deal.
Not many people throw those anymore.
Well, not so much as they used to, however they do.